This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
It had looked so easy when I made it on TV. That's what I kept repeating to myself over and over during the 17 hours it took me to make a brisket.
For 6 years, day-to-day contributing writer Annabelle Gurwitch worked for the cable TV program Dinner and a Movie. She and a partner would cook movie-themed meals and exchange witty comments. Annabelle did more than 200 episodes of that show, preparing 200 meals on TV. But real-life cooking without a cast and crew? Well, that's different.
You would think I would have accepted this after the risotto incident, the dinner party where I was still stirring the risotto as I waved goodbye to my hungry guests 3 hours later, or the time I made cookies from scratch for my best friend's kids. Okay, they were more like biscotti. Four-year-olds don't like biscotti. They stamped their feet and one might have chipped a tooth, and yet when the idea popped into my head that I should make a brisket, all these things somehow receded into a distant memory, and what remained was, it was so easy when I made it on TV. But why a brisket? I guess the idea came as suddenly as the suddenness of the day that I noticed that the line that I used to have on my face when I woke up that would fade after an hour was suddenly the line that I had on my face. I just woke up one day and I thought, wouldn't it be great to invite people over for dinner and make a brisket? I was a mom now and I should step up to the plate, so to speak. It seemed like a way to connect with my heritage. My mother made brisket, my grandmother made brisket. I was joining in the line of mothers that came before me, and it must have been an age thing, because when I mentioned it to our lovely 20-something sound engineer here at NPR West, she said,
"Wow, that's something my mom does."
So I called some friends, set the date, and I thought, this won't be like my past failures. I was prepared, picked out a recipe, called the supermarket, and ordered 10 pounds of the butcher's best briskets. Now, my recipe didn't call for marinating, but why not? We did it on TV, so naturally I started at 11:30 the night before the party. I was chopping carrots, pouring the wine, drinking the wine, chopping parsley, drinking the wine. I started in on the onions, and that's when my husband came into the kitchen.
Annabelle, what is going on in here?
Oh, I just remembered from the show that if you wear goggles when you chop onions, you don't tear as much.
Yeah. Good luck on that.
And he slunk away. And then I accidentally poured the vegetable oil that I was supposed to braise the meat with later into the marinade and went to bed. In the morning, I started to panic. I left a message for my mom. Mom, did I make a fatal mistake with my brisket?
I never made a brisket, sweetie.
Wait, I have childhood memories of brisket.
Your grandmother's briskets were kind of weird. They floated in the pan.
This did not bode well. Maybe I had only eaten brisket at a friend's house. But then I remembered my childhood brisket that melted like butter. And I had made it once on TV, so I called my sister and she told me to keep the meat covered and in liquid.
But mine didn't turn out very well.
Uh-oh. So I braised two of the pieces and it was just so tiring I decided to skip the third. Besides, I had marinated, right? And I called my dad.
One of the best things you can use is papayas.
Great, but I had no papaya. I needed a mother. Any mother would do.
Hi, Annabelle. It's Rita from Birmingham, Alabama.
I called my friend Jules' mother-in-law.
Like about a half of a jar of grape jelly.
So I begged my husband to go get grape jelly, and while he was out, I got this message from him.
Why are you cooking a brisket again? Why are you doing it? You know what? I don't eat meat.
I was alone and facing down 10 pounds of beef. Why had I made it look so easy on TV? Clearly, I had believed my own press. Actors can convince themselves of anything. And maybe this actor's oversupply of foolish optimism is not such a bad thing, because although it only took me 14 hours more than it took on TV, my brisket actually came out pretty good. Of course, I've played a lot of hookers, and that never enticed me to hit the streets, but here's something. I had never actually written a word until I got one of my first good acting jobs as the anchorwoman on HBO's Not Necessarily the News. That's when I thought, hey, maybe I should get into the news business. And now, I've even managed to get NPR to take me seriously. Sort of.
Actress and writer Annabelle Gurwitch next appears as a lawyer in the Disney remake of The Shaggy Dog.
Bye.